Keep in mind the central principle that guides your lifetime in this material universe. As you think, so shall you be. Once you understand fully that what you think about is what expands, you start to get real careful about what you think about. I've heard it said that a rock pile ceases to be a rock pile the moment a person contemplates it, bearing within them the image of a cathedral. How you look upon the world and the images you have within you determine what you will get in your life. People who we deem to be successful or happy or fully functioning are those who are able to attract into their lives what they would like to have. And the reverse is true as well. People who are unsuccessful, unhappy, or laden with problems are essentially unable to attract into their lives what they would like to have. Let's deal with those two groups in order. The successful people in the first group have a tendency to do the following four things. First, they express their desires. Successful, problem-free people have no hesitancy to say out loud what it is that they would like to manifest into their lives. They are, first of all, able to wish for a solution. I wish I could quit drinking. I would love to get that raise. I really would like to lose this excess weight. I really want to get along better with my children. This is the beginning phase. I call it the wish phase. And it is in the expression of a desire that successful people are led to the second phase. They are willing to ask. This involves an awareness that they are not alone, that a divine source is something they are at all times connected to, and that this source will provide them with sustenance and answers if they will only ask. Ask and you shall receive. It's not an empty phrase. It is an admonition from the scriptures to elicit divine support in removing obstacles.